insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran.
Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, let's listen to the 20th verse of Surah Al-Ankabut, and we will be back with the rest of our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الخلق ثم الله ينشئ النشأة الآخرة. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Say, O Muhammad, travel through the land and observe how he began creation. Then Allah will produce the final creation. Indeed, Allah, over all things, is competent.
So, as you previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the concept of hereafter and the subject of resurrection. We said that this verse, the 20th verse, is here to tell us that in the middle of the story of Prophet Abraham, it is really important to contemplate over the concept of resurrection, and it is somehow the method of explanation of the Holy Quran. That it has this style that when stating a story and the different parts of the story are being mentioned, there is this part that the story reaches a very sensitive stage, and the Holy Quran temporarily leaves the rest of the story, goes back to this important conclusion that is emerging from that story, and then later on moves on with the rest of the story. So this meaning has been expressed in the form of parenthetical clauses in the middle of the story of Prophet Abraham, على نبينا وآله وعليه السلام. So the concept of hereafter, قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الخلق. Travel in the earth and see how he has originated the creation. So we understand that the very Almighty Allah, who has the power of create the creatures from the very beginning, has the power to resurrect them in hereafter. ثُمَّ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ. Then Allah brings forth the later creation. So, traveling, studying the nature, and purposeful excursion is a duty and value. And by exact study in creation, we are able to know Allah better than before, to remove our doubts about the creation. And we said that when the Almighty Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, this verse is also another argument to prove that the Almighty Allah has the power, and this generality of the power of Allah has been mentioned, and we need to understand that he has the ability to the return of this life.
Oh!
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
So, dear listeners, we have been highly recommended by this verse to travel on the earth, to see the different kinds of living creatures and live and experience the different lives and lifestyles of different nations with their specialities and observe how Allah has originated the creation. So in fact, in the same way that proving monotheism is sometimes possible by observing the introspective signs and sometimes by extroversive signs, proving resurrection can also be done through both of them too. So this verse can give scientists some deeper and more exact meaning regarding this matter, that they should go and see the effects of the first living creatures in the depth of the seas maybe, and to see the different aspects of life. And in this way, we human beings will be able to understand a part of the secrets of the beginning of life in the earth, as well as the greatness and vastness of the power of Allah, and do know that He is able to bring back the life. ثُمَّ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةِ. Then Allah brings forth the later creation. By the way, the Arabic word نَشْأَة originally means to create and train something, and sometimes the term nash'atul ula is used for this world, and nash'atul akhira is used in the sense of the hereafter or the next world. This point is also notable, that at the end of the previous verse, the sentence, verily that is easy for Allah, is mentioned, but at the end of this verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ has been mentioned. Verily, Allah is powerful over everything. So this difference may be for the sake that the first verse is stating a limit study and the second one is indicating a vast study. This could be one of the possible implications. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode as well. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.